Welcome, please come in and take a seat. Or, better yet, lie down on the couch. It will make things easier. Nobody's going to bother us here for an hour or so. The office is all ours. You may refer to me as Miss Lilith, but you won't have to do much speaking, to be honest. I already know why you're here. I already know how I'm going to help you. So, just relax back on the couch and listen carefully to my words. I know that you've been having trouble focusing. I know that you've exhausted all other options, and that this may be your very last. But trust me when I say you won't need to be searching for much longer. I'm very good at what I do. I've helped countless of people unlock their potential. I have a way of getting inside your head, a way of manipulating your subconscious mind into helping you, whether you know it or not. You've come to the very best, and I'm going to do my very best to help you. But for that to happen, you need to listen carefully and follow my directions. You must really desire for this to happen. You must commit to my commands. Now, I'm going to use a little bit of hypnotherapy to move things along. You don't need to know how this will work. Only that with but the power of simple suggestion, your world will change for the better. It's all in the intent. And I know you want this just as much as I do, so your mind will make it happen. You can close your eyes now. Adjust your body in any way you need to get comfortable, and feel the surface beneath you shift to accommodate your weight. Just let yourself relax a little bit further. Let me take you deep down into a place where tension doesn't exist, where it doesn't want to exist, where it doesn't need to exist. Keep your eyes closed, letting them rest for the duration of this session, and notice how you're starting to breathe deeper and slower, allowing each inhale to bring you down further, and each exhale to release any stress or strain you may be feeling. You won't be needing those here. You won't ever really need them again. They are not essential to your ever-growing state of joy and calm. Now, the longer you listen to my voice and my words, the better you will feel, and the deeper you will go, and the more relaxed you will be. I have that effect on people. It's a talent of mine, one of many. Another talent of mine includes the ability to direct the mind, to show it where it needs to go, which strings of thought it should pursue. And we're going to do that now. I'm going to help you direct your thoughts in the best way possible. I'm going to pull at them, push at them, and allow them to fall naturally into where they need to be. Because you desire my help. You desire to follow along, if only because you're curious where I'll lead you. And trust me when I say that where I'll be taking you now, you will enjoy immensely. They always do. till the very end. Now, focus, sweetie, and listen carefully to my words. I want you to just follow my directions. I know it may be difficult at times, and you'll want to take a break, but please, for me, just follow along. Listen and follow. Lend me your mind for just a little while. First, I want you to focus on your entire body and how relaxed it's becoming. More so every second you're here, listening. Take it all in. Allow your mind to loosely scan yourself from head to toe, unmindful of any single part or any single sensation. Just feel alive in the moment. Take care to breathe deeply and slowly and naturally, breathing in and breathing out, feeling good and relaxed, feeling that breath draw deeper into your lungs, filling them with calming, gleeful energy. Pay attention to the air as it enters your airways and carries oxygen to your blood cells. Pay attention to the rhythmic in and out as you allow yourself to truly feel this vital function of your subconscious mind. Pay attention to how it makes you feel, how it makes you feel good and relaxed and existing in the moment, as if nothing else could possibly exist. Just breathe in and out, keeping your attention focused on each inhale, each chest expansion, and each exhale. Allow it to lull your conscious mind deeper into a sort of self-aware trance, and the more you focus, the easier it becomes, and the easier it becomes, the better it feels. Keep your mind focused on that wonderful breathing as you start to split your attention. I want you to now start paying attention to your heartbeat as well. Keep your breathing in focus as you feel your heartbeat slow a little. Keep your mind on your inhales as you focus on your very unique heart rhythm. Keep your mind on your exhales as you focus on how each heartbeat distributes more and more blood along your entire body. Simply keep relaxing further as your attention splits between your breath and your heart, keeping both processes in mind, neither one more important. It's easy, it's effortless, as is everything I've told you to do so far. It's easy to focus on my voice and my words and on your breathing patterns and on your heartbeat. And the longer you keep this up, the easier it becomes and the more tired you start to feel. Keeping everything in mind, I want you to now add another point of focus. Your forehead. Focus on your forehead now, and how any tension that you may have had there starts to disperse. So keep your attention on your breathing, your heartbeat, the sound of my voice, the words that I say, the loosening of your forehead. Feel the wrinkles smooth out. Feel the relaxation deepen. Now, think of your left hand. Focus on your left hand. Focus on the position it's in, how you don't want to move it, how much heavier it's getting, and how much calmer you're feeling. There are a few things now that you must focus on, so pay attention to your breathing, the beat of your heart, the sound of my voice, the words that I say, the calm of your forehead, and your left hand. Keep them all in mind, none more important than any other, all equally as demanding on your conscious mind. To make things easier now, you may switch between focus points, going from one to another in order. So focus on your breathing, then the beat of your heart, then the sound of my voice, then the words that I say, then the calm of your forehead, then the heaviness of your left hand, and then start all over again and continue doing so, over and over again, never letting your mind rest, because there is always something that needs your attention, something tugging at your mind, right here and right now. So continue cycling through them, even as you pay attention to them all at once in some small way, even as we add your right foot into the rotation. So now you've got the depth of your breath, the steady beat of your heart, the sound of my voice, the words that I say, the calm of your forehead, the heaviness of your left hand, and the numbness of your right foot. And it just keeps going on and on, one after another, your mind never stopping, never resting, jumping from one part to the other. You can feel your mind growing tired, wanting to just let go. But first we're going to add your right shoulder to the mix. So focus on that for me, sweetie. Feel how much heavier it becomes, how the tension smooths over. Focus on how your mind jumps from your breathing to your heartbeat, to the sound of my voice, to the words that I say, to your forehead, to your left hand, to your right foot, and then your right shoulder. And then the cycle begins again and again, wearing you down bit by bit. Oh, don't worry, it'll be over soon enough, because it's all just too tiresome to keep up with. But for now, turn your mind to your left calf. Feel it tense and release, and feel the numbness spread, and feel it relax. It feels so good, doesn't it, sweetie? Your mind just keeps cycling, never given a rest. Just keep cycling through the thoughts of your breathing, your heartbeat, the sound of my voice, the words that I say, your forehead, your left hand, your right foot, your right shoulder, and now your left calf. It just keeps coming and coming, even as your entire body relaxes further and further, getting closer to that complete oblivion, to that wholly tired out state of mind, getting harder and harder to keep up. But you continue to do so anyway, for me. And now focus on your jaw. Enjoy that slack feeling. Enjoy how much the relaxation spreads outwards from your jaw and into your neck and up your cheeks, feeling so tired now, wanting to stop and give your mind a rest. But now your thoughts are stuck on a loop, paying attention to your breathing, your heartbeat, the sound of my voice, the words that I say, your forehead, your left hand, your right foot, your right shoulder, your left calf, your jaw, your neck, and your cheeks. And it just keeps on coming and coming. It's so tiring keeping track of it all. It's so exhausting having to cycle through it all over and over again and still keep each part in mind individually. You just want to let go and welcome oblivion. It's a need now, but it's not time yet, sweetie. So keep listening and keep shifting your focus. Keep it up for a little while longer, never stopping. It's becoming so hard now, and you may be making mistakes, and that's okay. But I want you to add your back into the mix. Your back is so relaxed. It's loosened and numb sensation spreading outwards into your arms, your legs, and your stomach. It feels so good. But now your mind is shifting from your breathing to your heartbeat, to the sound of my voice, to the words that I say, to your forehead, to your left hand, to your right foot, to your right shoulder, to your left calf, to your jaw, to your neck, to your cheeks, to your back, to your arms, to your legs, and to your stomach. And it's just so exhausting. You're so close now, so close to being able to let go, to allowing your mind the rest it so deeply deserves. So close to that deep state of calm and relaxation. Because when you let go and allow your mind to rest, you will drop deep, deep into trance for me. You'll drop so deep that you'll almost forget you even have a physical body. You'll forget that there is anything in the world aside from the sound of my voice and the words that I say and how they make you feel. And you're at that point now, at that point where you do anything to be allowed to just stop, to let go. So when I do allow you to stop, allow your mind to break this tiring shifting of thoughts, you'll be as malleable as a newborn, open to all suggestion, open to my words, open to a whole new world of possibilities. And when you let go, you'll enter a state of such deep trance and such a suggestible state that nothing but my voice will matter. Nothing at all. My words will replace your will, replace your psyche, and it will feel so good. And you will feel so complete. So I'm going to count down from 5 now, and on the word sleep, I'll snap my fingers and your mind and body will all but vanish from your perception. You'll let go of this exhausting cycle, and it'll feel so very good. And you'll feel so very relaxed. 5. Mind still shifting from thought to thought, tiring itself out further. 4. Body parts needing to escape the reach of your thoughts. 3. Wanting to let go so badly. So tired, so done with it all. 2. Needing to just stop and sleep. Let go, sweetie. Let your thoughts go. Let the cycle crumble and disperse. Let your body go. Let your mind rest. It feels so very good to let go of your exhausted mind and allow your body to shift away from thoughts. There is only my voice and my words left now. Nothing else matters, so listen and obey. Listen and relax. Listen and enjoy the stillness of life, of this suspended moment in time. After all the work your mind had to do, it almost feels euphoric to have nothing at all to do now except listen, because your mind is done for now. Now it can just relax and allow me to direct your thoughts in a pleasant and natural way. So sleep a bit deeper now and open up. It's just a tired sparkle of your mind now, and the sound of my voice and the words that I say. You're breathing deeply and slowly now, aware of only what I say to you. But you can notice that even now, after all that, your breathing centers you. Your deep, steady breaths simply continue on, bringing more and more calm into your body, allow you to let go more and more as time passes. Deep breaths always do this, even when you aren't focusing on them, because that's just how the human body works. Deep, slow breaths always calm you down and allow you to find that serenity within you. That serenity which is always with you at all times. No matter what you're doing, no matter what's happening, taking deep, slow breaths always brings you back to the moment and fills you with a calming, almost supernatural energy. But you don't need to pay attention to that now, sweetie. With each second, you're losing sight of your bodily functions, because I don't need you to focus on anything except my voice and my words. For now, just let go further and know that you can have a piece of this calm, relaxed state of being whenever you need it, simply by taking deep, slow breaths. It will happen automatically, effortlessly. So while you're not paying attention to your breathing much, it will always be there, in the background, pulling you deeper in, pulling you deeper into calm, pulling you deeper into the embrace of my voice and my words. What you're feeling now, this totally relaxed and pleasant state of being, is always within reach. But I'm going to make it easier for you, sweetie. I'm going to use your current suggestible state of trance, your currently very open mind, to create a trigger or to strengthen one. Each time you hear me say the word sleep with a snap of my fingers, you'll return to this state of open-mindedness, this state of calm, this state of deep hypnotic trance. And each time you hear it, each time you feel it, you'll only drop deeper and deeper and become more and more suggestible. Each time it will work better. Each time you listen, you enjoy more and more how it drops you and how it allows you to let go, how it turns your mind to mush, how it turns your mind into a receptacle for my voice and my words. So sleep and drop. Sleep and let go. Sleep and open up to my voice and the words that I say. Sleep and drift ever so deeper. Sleep and feel everything that you are, all your thoughts and emotions, all your reason crumble before my will. Just listen now, listen and obey. Allow my words to mark your mind in ways unthinkable, in ways immeasurably pleasurable. Just sleep for me, sweetie. You're now in that place, in that open and accepting state of mind, where thoughts of moving are so very far away, where thoughts of resistance are but forgotten memories. And the longer you listen to the sound of my voice and the words that I say, the more susceptible you become, the more relaxed you grow, and the more pleasure you feel. Without end, without an upper limit, you're putty in my hands now, and you can't help but enjoy the experience to its fullest. You came to me for help, and I am going to help you, but not, perhaps, in the way you had imagined. It'll be so much better my way, because I know what's good for you. I know what needs to happen and how. As I've already said, I use hypnotherapy to help my clients, but I also possess a different type of skill. One which I can safely say nobody else does. One which is singularly unique to me, because nobody else is quite like I am. Nobody else can do the things that I can in the way that I can. You may start to feel strange, may start to have sensations that you can't define, can't put your finger on, even if you had full range of thought right now, which you most certainly don't, sweetie. Right now, all you can do is listen and obey. Listen to my voice and the words that I say. Don't mind my touch as my hand rests on your left cheek. Don't mind the warmth that radiates from it, and keep your eyes safely shut and your body completely still as my hand runs over your face, spreading warmth and pleasant tingles that seem to seep into your mind bit by bit. Feel my fingers brush over your eyebrow, your cheek, your jaw, and feel as if there is nothing else in the world but my touch and my voice. Enjoy the spread of warmth as it reaches deeper and deeper into your mind, finding all the many ways in, all the many ways you've left open for me. Don't mind it much when you feel the surface beneath you dip and feel my body rest on top of yours, my legs to your sides, my center and my heat directly on top of yours. And don't mind the arousal that starts to spread from the both of us here together, intertwined and forever connected. It's okay, sweetie. It's only natural. And now feel my other hand rest on your jaw. Feel me tilt your head to the side, exposing your neck and spreading more pleasant tingles running along your skin, along your muscles, and traversing deeply into your mind. It feels so good. So nice. So relaxing. Listen carefully, because I'm not going to repeat myself, although you'll probably forget all of this anyway after the session is over. You'll have to try very hard to remember, and you may not want to, because listening again and again, coming back to this place again and again, is more enjoyable when your mind's foggy, when the memories are blurry and broken up. I'm not quite human, you see. Not on the inside, and not with the things that I can do. I've stalked the earth for longer than you can imagine, enchanting and trapping the willing and the unwilling, spreading my voice and my will from continent to continent, and now, right here, you're my next victim, even if it doesn't feel like you are, because this is something you enjoy. And you'll enjoy everything that happens here. You always enjoy what I do to you. I am venomous. My venom is the perfect predatory tool, the perfect solution to conscious and subconscious resistance. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can slow it, and nothing you do or think can keep it from infiltrating the deepest recesses of your mind. I've done this countless of times, and there has never been a successful stand. I always get what I want. I always make them mine. Just as I will you. So feel my hands hold your head to the side, and feel the pulse in your neck as I lean in and lightly rest my lips on it. Feel yourself growing excited as my teeth brush along your exposed artery. This will be wonderful, sweetie, beyond your dreams, beyond what you thought was ever possible. The almost unnoticeable sensation of my fangs as they prick your artery fuels your sex drive. but also puts you deeper into sleep, deeper into my control. It lasts for but a short moment, and when I extract myself, any sign that I may have done anything heals over immediately, making you feel safe and secure. The venom still dribbling out from my fangs, I tilt your head back towards me and lean in for a deep, wet kiss, allowing my venom to seep into your mouth, mixing with your saliva and making its way deep inside you, inside your mind, deep, deep inside your thoughts, your emotions, your memories, your mental makeup of self. Because this is a special kind of venom, a special kind of biological mind-altering drug, which draws strength from the physical and the arcane. It's unstoppable and all-powerful, and it's already starting to change you, starting to make you weak and obedient and open to change. It's anchored to the now physically healed bite on your neck, but it's spreading and spreading, replicating itself as it moves closer and closer to your inner core, replicating itself as it starts to encompass more and more of your body, paralyzing it and making you feel better and better and more relaxed and more intent on listening to my voice and the words that I say. You don't really pay much attention when I start undressing you. You don't really pay much attention to the feel of my skin against yours, my warmth fueling yours. It's all in the background as my venom spreads and spreads, and that spot on your neck tingles and permanently marks you as mine, as my insidious, addicting venom captures all the cells in your body, all the neurons, all your thoughts. You're already mine. The rest will only cement it in unbreakable ideals and unparalleled pleasures. It will only get better and better from here on, sweetie. So just let go and follow along, listening to my voice and to the words that I say as I create a construct in your mind, fueled by my venom and my will and your own desires. Sleep deeper for me now, toy, and obey. The warmth of my bite increases and the tingles spread a bit further out as I begin my work, so try not to mind the entanglement of our naked bodies. The feel of my flesh on yours, the feel of my heat bleeding into the entirety of your body. Try not to mind my hands as they travel from your neck to your groin, leaving trails of fire running across your body. Try not to think of how much it makes you feel, nor how much you want them to touch you in a more intimate way. But that's not happening here, no. This is where I impose my will onto your mind and make you enjoy losing yourself to me. So as my hands rest near your warm and excited center, keeping you grounded and in the moment. My mind reaches out to yours, using the venom that's invaded your mind and body like an open gateway. You welcome it with open arms, dimly excited for my manipulations, because you know it'll feel good, because you know I'll help you, and because I want this to happen. So allow my mind to enter yours, and allow my metaphysical hands to start crafting a web to encircle your thoughts, your desires, your behaviors, your memories, and your entire being. Allow my hands to reach deeply into your head, into your makeup of self, and start spreading my intricate web. Feel a faint tickle on the inside of your brain as I guide my evanescent venom into the caveats of your mind and begin reshaping what makes you tick and how. Feel the web's form reaching out in all directions and spreading indefinitely outwards, seeking all the many entryways that already exist and keep forming as you listen to my voice and the words that I say. It starts with an overreaching layout, covering your entire mind in thick, heavy strands of webbing, numbing your thoughts further and stripping away your resistances, softening you up to my will and my desires. The web spreads further, the smaller, thinner strands linking with the many different parts of your mind, sending more tingles along your brain, your forehead, to the back of your head. This web, which continues on growing and forming a deeper connection with your being, innately makes thinking difficult and unappealing. It innately expands your submissive desires, your need to be controlled and to be told what to do, what to think, how to feel. It's such a relief when you don't have to do your own thinking, when you don't have to make your own choices, and it's so arousing when you feel yourself just let go and allow another control over you. Allow my voice and the words that I say reign supreme over you, toy. Now feel me manipulate one of those strands deeper and deeper into the insides of your mind, guiding it along the path that I choose, and feel the tingling venom travel along with it, seeping into that one specific part of your mind responsible for your submissive inclinations. At this point, there is nothing at all to stop me, so feel the strand reach so very deeply inside of you. Feel it attach itself to that one particular part of your mind, that submissive part of you, that part of you wishing to have you relinquish all control and allow others power over you. So as my voice and my words wash over you, and as you feel better and better and more aroused at the idea of submitting, I make the final connection and take full control over your obedience drive. Don't mind how I move my body against yours. Don't mind how I grind my center against yours, or the heat that we both generate, the heat which makes you wild with arousal and submission and obsession. Don't pay my fingers much attention as they roam over your chest, your stomach, your mind. You don't need the physical attention to feel your arousal rising higher and higher, because the mere idea of submitting to me is enough to bring you closer and closer to the edge. The idea that you're losing control, that someone else can pull at your strings, is a unique sort of pleasure which stands on its own, which doesn't need any more pushing, because the pleasure of submission, the very thought of it, makes you melt, makes your mind feel gooey and foggy, and your body feel excited and loose. The feel of my body against yours only heightens the sensations, but it's the background in the very back of your mind. What really gets you going is how very easily your mind responds to my voice and the words that I say. How easily you give up control. How easy it is for you to listen and obey and find pleasure in it all, without expecting anything from anyone. You can revel in this feeling, in these simple pleasures, these pleasures which never quite end, because a part of your mind is always in this place, always so close to just letting go, relinquishing control. And the longer this keeps up, the more strongly you feel my bite on your neck, its warmth, its pleasurable throb, and the thrill you feel as the association grows between my ownership of you and the pleasure you feel. And the more pleasure you feel, the more aroused you feel, the more strongly you feel my bite throb, and the more strongly you feel yourself growing more susceptible, and the more you feel my bite, the more aroused you grow, and the more pleasure you feel, and the loop just keeps growing and growing and becoming stronger and stronger, feeding off of itself. Obedience holds a special place in your heart, among the many other things that you love. This one's so very unique, so very powerful, so very addicting, like a drug, so very much like my venom, which has now become a part of you, forever and ever, always finding new ways to bring you pleasure, to bring you arousal, to weaken your mind to my control and the control of others. Because that's really all you want to do now. All you want to do is give in, now and later, and feel the pleasure of having your mind played with, toyed with. Because you're a toy now, just a toy for those willing to take you to this place, this pattern of thought, trapping you in this never-ending loop of submission and pleasure. Pleasure and submission. and my voice and the words that I say are alone enough to bring your mind to a standstill and leave you wanting to do nothing but listen and obey. What you feel when listening to me is an end goal, and the idea of orgasm or any further action isn't all that prevalent, like icing on an already perfect cake. The very action of listening and feeling foggy and cloudy is enough. Because who knows what I'll have you do in the future? Who knows what I'll have you feel, have you think, have you obsess over? It's all up for grabs, as far as I'm concerned, and what I want, what I need. You will too, because my web is already fully integrated with your mind. My thoughts are already pulling at yours, guiding them in ways that I desire. And my venom has already circulated throughout your entire body, leaving you no way out, no way to resist or think of resisting, because this feels so good, so whole. Knowing that all I have to do is ask, or think of asking, and you'll obey me at a moment's notice, mentally and physically, drives you wild, my toy. Drives you insane with arousal and joy. It leaves you wanting more, always. Always more, always more of my voice and my words, and always more, 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 because I'll be with you always now. A part of me will be with you at all times, no matter where you are or what you're doing. The thought of my voice and my control settles your mind, makes you feel blank and aroused and in heat. The thought of my warmth and my bite and the mark which you'll now always wear stays with you all day long, making you feel good and relaxed and pliable, ready and desperate to hear my voice and the words that I say. Now, my toy, sleep just a bit deeper, fall a bit further, and listen and obey. Feel your breath once more. Feel your inhales and your exhales, and feel the pleasure which they bring, the relaxation, the calmness, the sparks of joy which brings you life. What you're feeling right now, the entire scope of your emotions, your thoughts, your pleasure, can be synced with your breath, so that any time you take a few deep, slow breaths, you feel me and my voice reach deeply into your mind and smooth any worries, any troubles, any stresses that you may have. They can always just escape into the void, replaced with my calming energy. Distance does not matter. All that matters is that breathing deeply and slowly brings you calmness of the mind and reminds you that I'm always there, waiting to take you places where there are no worries, no stress, only joy and pleasure and submission. And since you need to obey, and you need to submit to my will, and you enjoy doing so, you'll do exactly what I ask of you. The thought of not following my directions won't ever cross your mind, because your already subsumed subconscious mind will turn your thoughts towards the direction I want them to go, force them to align with my will and my voice and the words that I say. After you wake, after I let you go, for the time being, at least, you'll want for nothing but to find release. Your thoughts and desires will mingle and dance, my web spinning and spinning, my venom pleasantly bubbling up from the depths of your mind, and my voice and my words invading every part of your existence, pulling you to obey. When you wake, you will bring yourself to orgasm. You won't be able to leave and get back to life until you do. It's all you'll want at the moment. Every single string of thought and want will push you closer over the edge, closer into my control, closer into submission. My voice and my words will echo in your mind, reverberating inside your head, making you tingle and throb. You will feel me. You will feel my voice and my will weave through your entire body, reaching into all those tiny little sensitive zones, pouring fire into every muscle, every fiber, every vein, and nothing on earth could stop you from letting that fire pour out of you with a mind-blowing, life-changing orgasm. For me, toy. And it's for me that you'll be chanting, I must obey, Miss Lilith, as you bring yourself closer to orgasm. It's for me you'll be chanting, I must obey, Miss Lilith, as you'll be bringing yourself over the edge. It's for me you'll be chanting, I must obey, Miss Lilith. Well after you explode and burst and allow your mind to go blank, these words, this chant, will seep into your mind, altering how you think and how you experience reality. And after you come, and after you finally stop chanting, as you're lying there, spent, feeling great, head still in the clouds, body still loose and relaxed, you'll notice that your mind accepts wholly all my suggestions, all my commands, everything that I've said to you. You'll feel my suggestions and my voice cement themselves deep in your thoughts, deep in the recesses of your consciousness and subconsciousness. You'll feel my web become permanent. You'll feel my will attach itself to yours, my voice attach itself to your mind, and the pleasure you will feel at this realization will stay with you always, because I will stay with you always. After you wake, and after you come, and after your mind goes through the necessary changes, you'll be able to return to your everyday life, mind cleared, body energized, emotions calm and collected. But my web will go with you. My venom will continue circulating through you. My voice and my words will go with you, pet. That's all there to stay now. And you'll like it this way, and you'll want to come back again and again, because the sound of my voice and the words that I say make you feel alive and relaxed and excited and so many other great things which you can't even define. Now, I'm going to bring you back up, and on the count of five, you will wake and gain partial control over your body and mind. You won't feel fully freed until you follow my commands, until you have a mind-blowing orgasm and allow yourself to succumb to my will, totally and completely. So, five, slowly regaining some of your own thoughts, some of your own emotions. Four, slowly regaining some of your will. 3. Slowly waking, body coming back into use. 2. Waking up now, some of your mind clearing, feeling great and relaxed and excruciatingly aroused, desperate for relief. And 1. Awake, aroused, able to move again, but unable to leave until you do as I've said, until you follow my commands, pet. So be a good submissive toy and start touching yourself now, because you can't stop yourself, because it's all you want to do right now, it's all you can think about. Just your pleasure and my voice, my will. You can build scenarios in your head, allow them to take over your imagination. You can imagine me there with you, looking at you, staring at you as you continue touching yourself, bringing you closer and closer to that orgasmic release you crave more than anything in the world right now. And you want nothing but to think of me, Miss Lilith, as you edge closer over the cliff from which you could never come back from, because once this is done, once you come for me, toy, you'll be mine, mind, body, and soul, and this excites you like nothing else could. This makes you feel fulfilled, as if it had always been missing from your life. So continue, my good toy, and edge closer and closer.